tenanted for many years, and stood with weather-blotched walls and vacant staring windows looking blankly out over the hillside. Empty and mildewed, it served only as a landmark to the fishermen, for they had found by experience that by keeping the laird's chimney and the white tower of Cloomber in a line, they could steer their way through the ugly reef which raises its jagged back like that of some sleeping monster above the troubled waters of the wind-swept bay. To this wild spot it was that fate had brought my father, my sister, and myself. For us its loneliness had no terrors. After the hubbub and bustle of a great city, and the weary task of upholding appearances upon a slender income, there was a grand, soul-soothing serenity in the long skyline and the eager air. Here, at least, there was no neighbour to pry and chatter. The laird had left his phaeton and two ponies behind him, with the aid of which my father and I would go the round of the estate doing such light duties as fell to an agent, or factor, as it was there called, while our gentle Esther looked to our household needs and brightened the dark old building. Such was our simple, uneventful existence, until the summer night when an unlooked-for incident occurred which proved to be the herald of those strange doings which I have taken up my pen to describe. It had been my habit to pull out of an evening in the laird's skiff and to catch a few whiting which might serve for our supper. On this well-remembered occasion my sister came with me, sitting with her book in the stern sheets of the boat while I hung my lines over the bows. The sun had sunk down behind the rugged Irish coast, but a long bank of flushed cloud still marked the spot and cast a glory upon the waters. The whole broad ocean was seamed and scarred with crimson streaks. I had risen in the boat and was gazing around in delight at the broad panorama of shore and sea and sky, when my sister plucked at my sleeve with a little sharp cry of surprise.
"See, John," she cried, "there's a light in Cloomber Tower."
I turned my head and stared back at the tall white turret which peeped out above the belt of trees. As I gazed, I distinctly saw at one of the windows the glint of a light which suddenly vanished and then shone out once more from another higher up. There it flickered for some time, and finally flashed past two successive windows underneath before the trees obscured our view of it. It was clear that someone bearing a lamp or a candle had climbed up the tower stairs and had then returned into the body of the house.
"Who on earth can it be?" I exclaimed, speaking rather to myself than to Esther, for I could see by the surprise upon her face that she had no